That's fine too, as opposed to big tech, which is trying to invade and seep into every area of our lives, just exploiting us at every turn. People who are trying to help, who are helping. Speaking of people who are helping, we want to say thank you to the volunteers who came to the station today. We're getting the fundraising marathon swag out. And so we want to say thanks to Emily, Elisa, John, and Neil. And if you're waiting on your swag, it's coming. It may take a little while, but don't worry. I saw it. The stuff is getting packed up, and hopefully you'll get yours soon. So thanks to those volunteers. I wanted to do something a little bit unusual at the end here. This is a complete non sequitur. We've been hearing a lot about AI-generated music recently, and I may need to do another episode on this because I did do an episode on AI-generated music a couple of years ago. You can find it in the archives. But there's been this new spate of music and songs that are making the rounds. And our good friend Web Hamster Henry did something interesting. He used one of the AI-generating music engines to create a new song that includes my sign-off, you know, the forget Facebook, avoid Apple, and all of that. So I'm going to play that for you now. This is going to be your homework for next week, and we're going to hear it from this AI engine, and I'll have another word to say about that in a second. But here is something, thanks to Web Hamster Henry, for you to enjoy. It's just under a minute. Here it is.
Avoid Apple. Abandon Amazon. Forget Facebook. Trash TikTok. And for God's sake, get off Google!
Okay, get off Google. Whatever you do, get off Google. That is your homework for the next week. And I don't intend to be sending out a lot of AI music here on this show. I don't want to normalize it or celebrate it too much. But, you know, it's a novelty right now. Everyone's trying it out. It's kind of fun. So a song here or two, I think, is pretty harmless. So we can get a sense of what this technology can do. So thanks to Web Hamster Henry for giving us a little taste and a new way to use the tools of big tech to tell us to get off of big tech, which I know is eventually not a winning strategy, but it was kind of fun to try out tonight. You have been listening, friends, to the greatest radio station in the world, WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. And gosh, I don't need to do the sign-off because we just heard it. I want you to stay tuned for It's Complicated with the host that you can't handle, Dave Mandel. And then stay tuned and be in touch. And for our outro this evening, I thought, who better to take us out than the Boston Typewriter Orchestra? This is a group of musicians who play nothing but manual typewriters. And so this is something they recorded live back in 2023. And I thought this would be well worth listening to. Here it is, a song called Left Blank. Have a great week, everybody, and I'll see you next time.
intentionally left blank.
And greetings, everyone. Welcome to another thrilling installment of It's Complicated. It's Complicated. With a lozenge in my mouth, forgive me. I'm your host, Dave Mandel. I'm here hosting this show every Monday evening at 7 p.m., following hot on the heels of Mark Hurst and the Tectonic program. Thrilled to play music for you again this week. And we're going to start tonight's show with, appropriately, a track from a group called Elephant Nine. Why is it appropriate? Because I said so. No, Elephant Nine is a group. I was toying with the idea of saying this is Emerson, Lake, and Palmer, and see if anyone caught me in the lie. But I won't do that to you. But this group, I'm not going to insult them by saying they're a knockoff of Emerson, Lake, and Palmer or anything like that. Really great group. And as far as I'm concerned, they kind of capture the spirit of early Emerson, Lake, and Palmer. I don't listen to early Emerson, Lake, and Palmer that often. Don't tell anybody. But listening to this, you know, preparing for the show this afternoon, and I thought, I had visions of the first Emerson, Lake, and Palmer album. It's really, a great tribute. It's a really great group. They are from Norway, Elephant Nine, and we're going to hear the title track from an album called Dodo Voodoo. Really incredible, with a very ELP-like Hammond organ and a drummer who obviously has been listening, I would say, to Carl Palmer. Enough of that. This is Elephant Nine.
We'll be right back.
So great. That's the group Elephant Nine. They are, again, from Norway. I heard the title track from an album called Dodo Voodoo, and it's from a the title track from an album released in 2008 from Elephant Nine. That is great. So good. We're going to move on. Now, I sort of teased last week and mentioned that I had gotten as a birthday gift a couple weeks ago a massive guide to Italian prog rock, and I freely admit there's just so many groups. I freely admit there's a lot of stuff I didn't know, a lot of stuff I did, but a lot of stuff I didn't, and I've been working my way through it. And we don't want the show to be completely dominated by Italian prog, do we? Now, but I'm gonna sort of drop more and more of the stuff that I've only recently discovered or things that I just forgotten about, whatever, into my show in the coming weeks. So I'm going to play a couple of Italian tracks now. First is going to be from a group called Cervello, or Cervello, I guess, C-E-R-V-E-L-L-O. And this is going to be a track from an album called Milos, released in 1973. This is a group that came from Naples, and we're going to hear a piece called Canto del Capro. This is the group Cervello.
Thank you.
Fantastic. That was the group Cervello from Naples, actually, from Napoli, as we call it here sometimes, and a track from an album called Milos, released in 1973. That was a piece called Canto del Capro. And as promised, I'm going to jump right into another Italian, 70s Italian track, 70s Italian band, and this is going to be a group called Nova, which is like classic problematic Google search situation, or even on Discogs, there must be 500 groups called Nova. But this is the one we're concerning ourselves with at the moment. They were Italian, as mentioned, and we're going to hear a track from a 1975 album called Blink. And it was here a minute ago, and the interesting fun fact about this group is that it included former members of the band Osana, who I played a couple weeks ago, did I not? And Osana was very well known, very popular, very prominent Italian prog band, and some of the members of Osana appeared in this group, Nova. The other exciting fun fact is, at least at the beginning of this track, if I remember correctly, it features an instrument that is, I would say, is really rare in Prague, and that is not a saxophone, not just a saxophone, but a soprano sax. You just don't hear. I was listening to this recently, and it just jumped out at me. You just don't hear soprano sax that often on Prague records. Am I right? And with one exception, of course, and naturally, that exception is Jethro Tull. Ian Anderson at one point played soprano sax on, actually in the proggiest era of Jethro Tull. So there goes that theory. But anyway, this is a rare appearance of the soprano sax on a prog record. Again, this is the group Nova, and this will be a track called "Used to Be Easy" from the album Blink, 1975. Hey, we're back. This show is called It's Complicated, an hour of Prague and Prague-adjacent music. I'm here, I'm your host, Dave Mandel. I'm here every Monday between the hours of 7 and 8, bringing you that hour of Prague and Prague-adjacent music. Thanks for joining me this week. Always a pure joy to play music for you. That was the group Nova, a group called Nova, and they were Italian. And again, we heard a track from an album called Blink, released in 1975, a track called Used to Be Easy, with prominently soprano sax. I'm now going to play, I've been dreading this moment, I'm going to play a Japanese group with a completely unpronounceable name. You just think that these bands are like, they're thinking of radio DJs when they name themselves, and they think, well, this'll teach them. A pretty much unpronounceable name, I think. Unpronounceable to me. It's more or less Konyaki. Very, very bizarre spelling. And this is, as I said, a Japanese group, and they are what you would call a Zool group. And I've talked about this a lot. I'll try to keep it short. Zool, Z-E-U-H-L, I think is the spelling. Is the name given to the genre, I guess, that the French group Magma established. And it's an odd thing. I mean, it's a testament to how big Magma was. And they actually were very big, especially in France and in Europe, that it's notable that there was a genre. You know, they were really like nothing else before. They invented their own language. Christian Vander, the leader of the band, created his own language, and it's, you know, there's no mistaking Magma when you hear them. And they have, you know, the world is full of Magma disciples, and the type of music, the genre that Magma established is called Zool. And this is unmistakably a Zool band. You know, you just know it when you hear it. There's wordless vocals. And anyway, you'll hear, if you've ever heard Magma, you'll hear the similarity here. So again, this is that Japanese group whose name I am not going to say a second time. When I come back, maybe I'll take a shot at the title of this track, which is equally unpronounceable. And this is from a 2001 album, and here we go. We'll be right back. and a track there from the Japanese group. I guess their name is simply pronounced Konji Hyaki, but it's spelled crazy, and that may in fact not be the pronunciation. And we heard a track, I'm going to take a shot at it, called Viskagel. And again, not so hard to pronounce, but it's spelled weird, and who the heck knows. Anyway, Japanese group, great, great, blistering Japanese group. And we heard a track from an album released in 2001 called Nivrim. And yeah, so I'm going to play something a little strange now, meaning actually not very strange. And this, it's interesting because there's a bunch of, I'm not a tremendous fan of a lot of sort of 80s, 90s American prog bands. It's just not my thing. I play some of it. Not my thing, exactly. And this is a group, this odd sort of super group, I guess you might call them, called Transatlantic. And the group includes members of a whole bunch of bands that were really big in the American prog scene, like in the 80s and 90s, namely Marillion, Dream Theater, Spock's Beard. I don't know that I've ever played any of those groups. I will at some point, but this is a group including members of those bands, and it's odd. It's actually kind of commercial. It's like an attempt to produce kind of a commercial sound, but it is definitely proggy, and it gets proggier toward the end of the tune. So stick around. There's later on. I mentioned this in a very 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 early show. I mentioned the organ riff. There's an organ riff in Roundabout by Yes. Just a little organ riff that Rick Wakeman played, probably didn't make anything else. And that became the signature, and it just, you know, all over the place in prog, you know, later prog albums, you hear people like copying that organ riff. There's like the Rick Wakeman organ riff, and it rears its head in this song. So this is a group called Transatlantic, a shortish piece called Swing High, Swing Low, and this is it. Yeah. Watch out for that trick ending. So that's the group, Transatlantic, and starts off almost kind of like country rock, you know, radio kind of singing, and gets proggy towards the end with that roundabout, fragile kind of organ thing. Okay, Swing High, Swing Low, from the album The Absolute Universe Forevermore, released in, when was it, 2021, I believe, is the date on that one. We're going to move on to, if I can locate it, there it is, music from Mexico, from a guy named Greco Bastian, and we're going to hear a track from I believe a self-titled album, and I've actually seen a couple of titles for this album. We're going to go with self-titled here, and this is a track called Clowneticut. Again, this guy's from Mexico. This is a piece from a 2022 release, Greco Bastian.
Thank you.
And music there, again, from Greco Bastian, who is a composer, musician based in Mexico. I heard a track there called Clownecticut, Clownecticut, you know, like this spelled like the state. And it's from, I've seen a couple of different titles for this. One title I've seen, and, you know, I've seen it referred to as just self-titled. I've seen the album referred to as just Greco Bastian, and that's what I went with in my playlist. And I regret that now, because the other title I've seen for this album is With a Little Hell from My Friends. And, you know, I so wish that I had used that in the playlist, my Accu playlist here. But, you know, first thought, best thought, I guess. We are now going to move on to a French group. They are called, or were called, Volapük, V-O-L-A-P-U-K, with an umlaut over the U. And this is a group that was led by Guigou Chenevier, a name that some of you might recognize. Guigou was the drummer in the French, Prague, post-Prague avant-garde jazz group, Etron Fou, a great group who I've played on the show and will play again, I'm sure. He's played in many, many groups, but that's probably the band that he's best known for. And so this is a group that he founded, I guess, in the 90s. And it includes a bunch of other people, including members of the band After Dinner, a Japanese group After Dinner, and others. So we're going to hear a track from an album released, I think 2000 is the date on this. The album's called Polyglot, which is probably appropriate because it's a pretty international group of musicians. The album's called Polyglot. We're going to hear a track called Vieux Futur, Ancient Future, I guess, would be the English title of this track, from the band Volapük. And that's the group Volapük, V-O-L-A-P-U, with an umlaut K. And again, a group led by or founded by Guigou Chenavier, drummer, percussionist Guigou Chenavier. And that was a track called Vieux Futur from the album Polyglot, released in the year 2000, if I'm not mistaken. I'm going to go, so I'm doing some quick math here to see what I can safely fit into the last 10 minutes of this show, and which is not to slight the track I'm going to play, but I can't play a 13-minute track because that would be bad, that we wouldn't hear the whole thing. So I'm going to play this. We're going to hear something from a group called Celesta, and this is going to be a track from an album called Principe di un Giorno, and I'll talk a little bit about it afterwards, but I just want to spin this quickly. This is the group Celesta.
Thank you.
And that's music from the Italian group Celeste, I guess it would be pronounced, you know, spelled Celeste. And we heard a piece called Favole Antiche, Antique Fairy Tales, I believe, would be the translation, from an LP called Principe di un Giorno from 1976. And that just about wraps up our show. Thanks for listening, folks. I will be back next week. Always a pleasure to play music for you. Always a pleasure to be here. Thanks, as always, to the many people, the many brilliant people chatting on the comments board. Always appreciated. And a couple things I need to tell you before I run. First of all, well, following this show, as usual, will be Bad Animals with Jim the Poet and Amanda. Following Bad Animals will be Daniel Blumen, as usual, at 9 p.m. And Daniel's special guest tonight will be the Bowman Brothers in from London. And not here in the New York area to play music, to play any live shows or anything. The only performance they're doing here in the New York area is on Daniel's show tonight, and it's really special. They'll be playing live between the hours of 9 and midnight. Don't miss that, Bowman Brothers on Daniel Blumen's show. I also want to thank today's volunteers and tell you, listeners, that WFMU is in the process of mailing out marathon swag. If you pledged during the marathon, be patient. Your swag is coming. These things move slowly, but you should have it soon. And also, I'd like to thank today's extremely helpful volunteers, Emily, Elisa, John, and Neil. And furthermore, if you would like to help, if you'd like to volunteer in any way, like mailing out marathon swag or anything else, please get in touch with our volunteer coordinator, Scott Williams. His email address is scott@wfmu.org. If you'd like to volunteer and help us out, we'd love to have you. Email Scott at wfmu.org. And on that note, I will tell you that you're tuned to listener supported WFMU in East Orange, WMFU in Mount Hope, in New York City, and Rockland County, 91.9 FM, online at wfmu.org. Bad Animals is next. See you next time.
Bad Animals. Bad Animals. Bad Animals. Bad Animals.
Meow. Meow.
Bad Animals.
Bad Animals.
On WFMU.
Thank you.